Today's learning Shvili Nishmas B'chaim Luzer Shoshani Moshe and Neil Rivka Bas Moshe Israel Yisrael Menachem Ara Moshe Esposh Rufu Shleim Achai Moshe Yom Malkim Yom Brachem Asar Malkim Etrin Sufeng Gildino and Eschus for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So continuing where we left off last week, we are in Simen Reish Samach Beis. We are in middle of Sif Beis. We start at Sif Beis. We're literally in the second half of Sif Beis. The first part of Sif Beis, he said, the Mechaber said, we should wear nice clothes for Shabbos. We discussed this, that it's not just when you're out in the city, even if somebody is traveling and they're alone for Shabbos. And it's an important distinction because to understand that the wearing of the nice clothes is not for us. It's L'Kavod Shabbos. So it doesn't make a difference if nobody's going to see you. It doesn't make a difference if you went someplace for Shabbos where you say, I don't want to schlep my good suit. No, you're going L'Kavod, and I've spoken about this a number of times in the past, wearing the nice clothes on Shabbos are L'Kavod Shabbos. The only exception we said, that if it's a kind of item that's going to make you Yehoira, it's going to make you feel cool, it's going to make you feel gaiva, that is not the appropriate thing for Shabbos. Don't use Big Day Shabbos as an excuse to do that. Now, the Mechaber just goes back, this is not so the gear today at all, because not the way we dress today, but it's important, the idea. A person cannot afford to buy nicer clothes for Shabbos. You shall at least lower your clothes. What does that mean? So back then, they would wear more of a tunic style, and we see it in a lot of the Middle Eastern countries today. They would wear more like a tunic style that went very, very long. Now, When it comes to Shabbos, right? When it comes during the week, those people who had to work, they would lift up the hem, tie it up so that it shouldn't drag on the floor and get dirty. They said, but the people who were gevirim, they were not only would they wear a higher quality clothing, but they would also wear long because they weren't out in the field working. So he says that on Shabbos, even if you can't afford better clothes, you should still lower it down. It should at least look like you are wearing the clothing of somebody that is wealthier. So Yishal Shabbat Lamata Derech Kavod. That's the respect for Shabbos, right? As I skipped the Ramah in the middle, Paris Yishal Shlem Klapei Mata. You should lower it down. Sheyaruchim. It should be long. Kemidas Hashirim, like the measurements of the rich people. Ayoshim Basin that sit in their house. Let's see. The Mishaburah, Sifkat and Zayin, Yeshe Beis. So what does it mean they sit in their house? Not that they don't work. And if she'en it tzrich l'salik b'gdeyim in aretz b'shul malacha, they don't do physical labor, so they don't have to go ahead and lift up your clothes. So the Ani on Shabbos, even if he can't afford new clothing, he should do that as well. Let's see the Mechaber Sif Gimel. Yil b'ish b'gadav hanayim. You should dress in your nice clothes. V'yismach b'via Shabbos. You should be happy with the coming of Shabbos. Like who? Ki yoytze likras hamelech. Like somebody who's going out to greet the king. The king is coming to visit him. Uki yoytze likras chasavakala. Like somebody who's going out to go greet a chasavakala. All of us, naturally, we get excited. You're going to see a chasavakala. You're happy. It's a happy occasion. And that is the way we are supposed to be feeling, says the Mechaber, every Friday evening as we come into Shabbos. We should feel like we're going out to go meet a melech that's coming to visit me. We're going out to meet a chasan and kalot that are about to get married. The Rebbe Chanina Ma'atif, he would wrap himself up. V'koi v'panya d'mali Shabbos, in the evening of Erev Shabbos, towards Shabbos, Ma'amah, he would say, Boy, let's go, come, v'netze likra Shabbos Malkus, so let's go out and greet the king Shabbos. Rabbi Yani would say, Boy, chala, boy, chala. Come, kala. He would greet the kala as the Shabbos was coming in. So at this time, primarily during the, we sing the L'chadaydi, which is when we are mekabel Shabbos, and you're greeting the Shabbos, it's supposed to be done, says the Mechaber, b'simcha, not a time to necessarily learn, not a time to do other things, but you are supposed to stand up and you're greeting the Shabbos. Says the Rama, actually, let's get back to Rama. Let's first do the Mishabur on the Mechaber over here. Yilbash, says the Mechaber, sifkat n'ches, v'yelich b'hem ad matzah Shabbos ach Avdol. You should wear the big day Shabbos until after Avdolah. Now, the many different minhagim on this. There are those that after Avdolah would change out of their Shabbos clothes, because remember we spoke about this, your Shabbos clothes are supposed to be only for Shabbos. However, by Chassidim, it's certainly the meaning is the other way around. You wear your Big Day Shabbos the entire Matzah Shabbos. You don't change out of your Big Day Shabbos until you go to sleep on Matzah Shabbos. It's two different minhagim. When it comes to Matzah Shabbos Chazayin, whether you have to get out of your Shabbos clothes or not, there's a machlokes amongst the Paiskim, whether you have to or not. Some hold that since it's the 9 days, you can't stay in your Shabbos clothes, you should get out of them. Others say that no, once you put them on Beheter, you're allowed to stay in them. The meaning by Chassidim generally are that even, I believe, even Matzah Shabbos Chazayin, they stay in their Shabbos clothes. Somebody who increases in his covered Shabbos, both with his body and with his clothes, eating and drinking, he is praised. But I now, by the way, you should telling this to your wife too. When they're getting Friday night, even though they're not going out, they're not going to shul, they're not going anywhere, it should be with clothes that are special for Shabbos. So yes, perhaps it's whatever they, a robe or whatever they wear at home, but it should be something that they get dressed up for Shabbos. In the Zoya, it's brought down. You should be very careful that you should not have any machloikas on Shabbos. Chas v'shalom. Specifically, been a husband and wife, it should be very careful not to have a machlokes on Shabbos. So the Gemara in Gittin, those of you did the Yamad Yami, we just finished it. So there's a story over there. There were two people that would have a fight every single hour of Shabbos as Shabbos was coming in. Why? Because the Yetzirah would mishtacharein then, and he would bring them to have a fight every single Matzah Shabbos. Ramea realized this, and Ramea went to their house for 3 weeks in a row, and he made sure that they didn't fight with each other for those 3 weeks in a row. And the Yetzirah said, oh, woe is on that person who was banished from this house, meaning not he was banished until Ramea leaves. Once he was able to, Ramea was able to stop them from fighting, the Yetzirah was banished from the house. Once there was that fighting on Shabbos, Erev Shabbos, into Shabbos, he had a shoe in the door. He was able to get there. Once the fighting stopped, he was not easy for him to get in there. In some place, they had a minhag to go outside into the entrance way. Our minhag is that we turn around to the west. We say b'shalom. But the Hagen Lamed us, we stand. The last is Duga. We should, we act as if we are greeting someone. That's why by many people they dance or they hold their hands up, right? They sing as if you're greeting a Adam Gadol. The minig is not to do Kabbalah Shabbos when Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos. Even those that are on other Yom Tovim. Shechal Shabbos loy me'ezim is myrim. It's like how many we say certain parts of the L'chadoidi. On Yom Kippur, we don't do that. Okay. Now let's go back. So that's the greeting of the Shabbos. Let's go back to Rama. Says the Rama, v'yalvish atzmai v'big day Shabbos miyad achasharachetz atzmai. So the Rama says, we'll see the exception to the rule. You should get dressed in your big day Shabbos right after you wash yourself. Now in our situation, we all have showers in our house, and most of us are likely to shower as close to Shabbos as we can. Again, we spoke about it, not to go too close. You shouldn't run into Chil Shabbos, but most of us try to shower as close to Shabbos. And since we're showering close to Shabbos, you shouldn't get dressed in your weekday clothes after you shower. You just showered L'kavod Shabbos. You should put on your big day Shabbos right away. Is that K'vayt Shabbos? That's part of the K'vayt Shabbos. Okay. You should wash close to the evening. So this way you get dressed into Shabbos clothes right away. Let's just see the Mishmur on this before we come to a final Mahalach of what we should be doing. The women would also bathe themselves on Erev Shabbos. Okay, so more of a Chiddush then. The men were more doing more manual labor. So they always showered Erev Shabbos, the women less so, but today the minhag is everybody, both men and women, shower on Erev Shabbos, hopefully on most days. So Ashrei Lehem, praise HaDeis. When it comes to the short days, the women used to work in the stores. And then they would go ahead and get washed up and get dressed. Hey, Chas v'Shalom, I'm going to come to a Safek Chil of Shabbos. L'chein, toiv l'hazalem, she'yakdimi lov v'lirchatz v'lilbash. You should make sure to tell them, listen, you can't come home so late. You got to get dressed. You got to bathe yourself and get dressed early. Shemascheres, if they come home late, mitzvah, this applies to men and women, for whatever reason, you come home very late, it's mamish terizman. Mitzvah yoyser shatad l'kaf m'hu shechom l'lovach ha'shalom l'safek Chil Shabbos. Better get dressed in your week, light candles in your weekday clothes. And don't shower, then to Chas v'Shalom come out to Chilul Shabbos. Ve'im ha'bal roya shemesacheres, if the husband sees that his wife is running late, mitzvah gedola shehu yad l'kaneres, he should light the candles. Now, if anybody wants to try this, I'd very much appreciate if you video the reaction when they come down from upstairs dressed up for Shabbos, and you said, "Listen, I learned in the halacha shir that if you are running late, I should light the candles." I'm just curious to see what will happen. I certainly don't have the guts to do this, but the Mishabura tells us if your wife is running late, then you should light the candles. Don't worry about your wife getting upset at you. Okay? Yes, Jack, you can quote me that I don't have the guts to do it, and you decided to do it. So if you're not ready to light the candles, but it's a mitzvah gedolah, if your wife sees that she missed it, it's better to be in the dark than to light the candles. Now, of course, we're going to get into the next siman, we're going to start talking about hadlakas neres. So, even though we have lights today, there is a mitzvah, and that's why we make a bracha to light candles for Shabbos. But certainly, if it for whatever reason something happened, it happens, emergencies happen, something happened, and you and your wife, you'll walk into your house and it's already shkia time, possibly ben hashmashes, right? And lights were, and the candles weren't lit. Certainly, we should not be mechal Shabbos, even when they didn't have any lights and it was sitting in the dark. They weren't. We have lights that are on. There's still a mitzvah. I'm going to learn that in Reish Samach Gimel. It's a mitzvah to light candles, but we should certainly not be mechal Shabbos for the candles. Samach Le'erev, you should wash yourself close to the evening. When did he say that you should wash close to the evening? Is that when you're washing yourself in your house, right? So then the major washing they did in the Beis HaMerachetz, at home you would wash parts of your body. However, if you're going to the bathhouse, you shouldn't come to Chil Shabbos in the days that are short days. What we said over there. Lamaisa. So you're bathing at home, you're taking a shower at home, you should try to do it as close to Shabbos as possible. Of course, there's usually multiple people showering in the house. Not everybody can have the last shower, but in general, it should be as close to Shabbos as possible. After you bathe yourself, you should go ahead and put on your big day Shabbos. If for whatever reason you are bathing much earlier, then it's not going to be a covered Shabbos. Your clothes are going to be dirty. Then, of course, you should not, and you should change. Brought down for those that go to the mikvah on Erev Shabbos, we didn't get into it that much, but there is a big inyan to go to the mikvah Erev Shabbos for those that do go to the mikvah Erev Shabbos. So if you're going in the morning, so then obviously you're going to change for Shabbos. There's nothing you can do about it. But if you're going in the afternoon, you may not want to bring your suit and everything to the mikveh. So if you are bathing in the mikveh, you should chalapach has put on the undergarments. You should put on your fresh clothes for Shabbos, and then if you want, come home, you change your shirt and your pants and your suit in order to be dressed for Shabbos. Okay, we will stop over here, and then Hashem, tomorrow we will start with Reish Samach Gimel.